Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, having fun in our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about having fun when it comes to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, yes, of course, you know, you might be thinking, how is this even possible for an individual to have fun, to be excited about, and to really, you know, enjoy ubudiyah, the worship, the servitude, and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. You know, I mean, we enjoy sports, we enjoy movies, we enjoy cartoons, we enjoy music, we enjoy, you know, going to the park, we enjoy, you know, socializing with our friends and having fun and going out. We enjoy shopping. How in the world can we enjoy ubudiyah, the servitude and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah? So first and foremost, I think we have the wrong perspective when it comes to what ubudiyah is. You know, of course, our very, you know, cliche perspective of ubudiyah is a very, I don't know, serious, strict, incredibly disciplined, organized beyond imagination, time management, you know, critical thinking, a very frowny face, when this is in reality not what ubudiyah is. If you look at the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, if you look at the infallible and immaculate Imams, alayhim as-salam, you will see that they were always very cheerful people. They were smiling at, you know, the people around them. They were friendly, you know, they were saying salam and salutations to other people. Matter of fact, it is recommended to, you know, be the first in saying salam. That means to be the first to greet other people, to be friendly with other people, to be welcoming towards other people. And this salam itself, you know, and greeting other people and smiling at other people, being friendly with other people, having a good demeanor with other people, being cheerful with other people, all this is ubudiyah. All of this is the worship of the Almighty Allah. All of this is being in servitude to the Almighty Allah, the obedience to the Almighty Allah. This is in essence ubudiyah, and it's a part of ubudiyah. To be like this, to be friendly, to be cheerful, to, you know, brighten the day of another human being, to bring sunshine to the day of another human being. These are all parts of ubudiyah. Because we have the wrong perspective that we think that this isn't ubudiyah. Anything that is done for the sake of the Almighty Allah is considered to be ubudiyah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
You know, whatever we do, it's a very beautiful way Shaheed Murtadha Mutahiri puts it, because it's important to keep in mind that even when we talk about doing things in order to help the community, so you're doing it, you are helping yourself also, but in the process, you're also fulfilling a need for the community. And that there, the niyat is very important. And sometimes the niyat becomes an issue which is linked to the concept of tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where Shaheed Murtadha Mutahiri very beautifully puts it. He says, to work for oneself is egoism. If you're doing something just for yourself, it's for your own satisfaction. This is your ego. And you get this satisfaction, but don't expect anything from him. If you work for the people to please them, then he puts it in a way, he says, to work for the people is idolatry. You are doing it for them. To work for God and people, this is the fine line, we have to be careful about it. He says, to work for God and people is shirk. And this is where you come to the point, to do the people's work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawheed. And even to include yourself and God there, it's kind of a shirk. What you have to do, you have to have this intention that I'm doing for the sake of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the process, of course, you're fulfilling your needs of your family, of your community. But this is where it becomes tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a person who used to travel for his business to foreign land during the days of the sixth Imam. And his companions used to say that, you know, you go to this land of the mushrikeen. If you die there, if you're buried there, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be raised with the mushrikeen. And so he became very afraid. And sometimes people have this thought. You know, I'm told in 60s, Ayatollah Burujardi sent an alim to go to Japan. He stayed there just a few days and he came back. He said, if I die there, what will happen to me? You know, sometimes people have that kind of, thinking. And this is where Imam told him something. He says, when you go there for your business, do you remember us? Do you talk about us? Do you talk about our deen? And he says, wherever I get the opportunity, yes, I talk about it. I talk about my faith, my deen, my imams. He says, if that is the case, then don't worry. Even though you die in the bilad of shirk, in the land of shirk, when you will be raised, you will be raised like an individual ummat on your own. Because you connected your work with this thought that I'm going there, doing my business, but wherever the opportunity comes, I'm also going to spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the madhab of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. And so this is very important that you can take your own activity without changing anything. The only change has to be the focus and how you connect that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is where you will be rewarded for it in this dunya and the akhirah also.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we are talking about how our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah should be fun and exciting, and it should, you know, be a part of our daily enjoyment. And that's the way we have to look at it, you know. When we look at ubudiyah as something that is fun, something that is exciting, something that is something that we can enjoy, I mean, then it will radically change the way we look at it and the way that we engage in ubudiyya. You know what I mean? So if we consider the five daily prayers that are wajib to be something to enjoy, to be something that is fun, to be something that is, you know, considered to be a golden opportunity to connect with the Almighty Allah, then how much excitement is there in that prayer? Now, of course, you know, it is a religion of balance. So it's not like, you know, we stand up for prayers completely intoxicated with this, you know, love for the Almighty Allah, even though that's there. At the same time, you know, we have to be balanced and harmonious, and we realize that we're standing in front of the Creator. You know, He is the Master and the Creator and the King of the universe and the Creator of the universe and the Master of the Day of Judgment. And, you know, so that kind of, at the same time, brings kind of a seriousness to the whole situation at the same time. But that should not make the ubudiyya in general to be something that is not fun, something that is dry, something that is boring, something that is tedious, something that has become a habit or a ritual, because that will diminish the strength and the power and the potency and the, you know, of the ubudiyya that we're trying to engage in. And so we have to look at it in this manner. We have to realize that just like all of the other things in our life that we enjoy, right? I mean, there's something in that activity that we do that makes us enjoy that activity. We like something in that activity, you know? We like playing sports because it makes you feel good. We like socializing with people because it makes you feel good. And in the same sense, ubudiyya in any of its dimensions, over the course of our, you know, discussions, we've always talked about how there's formal ubudiyya and informal ubudiyya. Informal ubudiyya pretty much, you know, involves everything else that we do that kind of, you know, our morals, our behaviors, our actions, how we talk with one another, how we socialize, you know. If we're doing it for the sake of the Almighty Allah, then that too falls under the umbrella of ubudiyya, but we should enjoy it. It should be exciting, and it is exciting, you know. It brings tranquility, it brings peace. And so when we realize these very beautiful, positive, spiritual, fun, exciting, and joyful, you know, aspects of ubudiyya, it will help us to engage in a deeper and more profound ubudiyya, a more profound worship and servitude and obedience to Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah. أحتمي بحماه.